We were talking a little bit earlier about a Jewish community survey. We wanted to hear more about it. Joining me on the line is Raviva Hasson. She is the project coordinator for the Jewish Community Survey of South Africa. Very good morning. How are you?
Hi there, Howard. Good morning.
All right. Thanks for having me. A great pleasure. So tell us about this. How often are these surveys conducted?
So the last time a survey of this magnitude was conducted was in 2005. Mm-hmm. And then before that in 1998, both were done by the Kaplan Center. But this survey is much, much bigger than those surveys. The previous surveys that were done were face-to-face interviews, and we had a much smaller sample of around 1,000 people that were interviewed. This time the survey is taking place online, and it allows for so many more people to participate. And we're really looking to increase that sample to a much higher number. And yeah, it's just because it's online, more people can participate. And we're really hoping that, that we'll be able to tap into all segments of the South African Jewish community.
Why is it important that we have this information?
Well, you know, when we started, putting together the questionnaire, we met with many of the big communal organizations in South Africa. And all of them expressed to us their excitement and eagerness to that the survey was happening. This is the only data source that exists about what the community looks like. And when I say what it looks like, it covers a range of facets of what it means to be Jewish in South Africa. From expressions of Jewish identity, affiliations, basic demographic information, where are people moving to, whether it's in a local context, or nationally or internationally, as well as practical actionable information about the current condition of the community. For example, one of the questions in the survey is, do people look after other vulnerable people in the community, in their home and within their community? And that information is critical for welfare organizations to perform their functions.
Yeah, and what's also interesting is we see a lot of, you know, certainly when I'm involved in social media, I'll often get told by somebody who's critical of Israel that, you know, many South African Jews are not supportive of Israel and its policies, etc. And I guess if we had the information and we're able to go back and say actually 90% or 80% or 60%, whatever that number is, of South African Jews are supportive of Israel, et cetera, et cetera, then we would be able to actually have a conversation, not that is just about a feeling of what our social media feeds are reflecting, but actually what the facts are.
That's absolutely true. And I'll add something else to that, is that not only will the survey, I mean, we have a whole section relating to views of Israel, but also to views of just life in South Africa and feelings of inclusiveness within the Jewish community. But we can also then compare how the South African community is also different from other communities around the world. And a lot of our questions we've tried to keep as similar to other Jewish community surveys that have been conducted in Europe or Australia or Britain. And that we can then see, well, what aspects of the South African community are actually unique to South Africa.
One of our listeners, Beverly, thanks for sending this, said, I tried twice. I got knocked off at about 67%. Are you having these sorts of issues?
So we have a help desk, and I encourage Beverly to please send us an email. It's info@jcssa2019@coza. Mm-hmm. If she can send us an email, we take every single person that has contacted us with any kind of query, whether it's to do with not understanding a question in the survey or whether it's a technical problem. We deal with every person that's come through. It might take a few days, but we get back to them. And we do have a technical support team that's assisting in all the online glitches you can test a survey as many times, but unfortunately they still do occur. The good thing that I can share for Beverly and anyone else is that because we're working with a unique link, when you sign up, you get sent a link for that survey, that when you want to go back to the survey, say you can't complete it in one session, you'll go back to the same position that you left off.
Oh, that's great. So that saves you time. Yeah.
It does save you time because it is a comprehensive survey. It's not a 5 minute.
Right. So how long should it?
It's not a 5 minute quickie.
How long should it take us each to complete the survey? I have not yet done it. How long will it take me to do it? I know. Well, I have to tell you that I didn't know about this. And I was quite concerned. I actually heard about it exactly 6 days ago. It was last weekend. And I thought to myself, well, if I haven't heard about it, then that's a problem because I generally do hear about these things. So that's why I think it is so important for us to actually speak about this on air to make sure that people are aware of it.
Absolutely. We need to shout it out. This is, and the survey isn't going to be open indefinitely. It's open for about,
Raviva, are you there? All right, we are going to get her back on because I do want to continue with the conversation. I do want to know how long it is open for. I want to know how long it's going to take me to complete. In the meantime, just to tell you that the website, the address is www.jcssa2019.co.za. Now that sounds confusing. It actually isn't so confusing. It's Johannesburg, community, Jewish Community Survey South Africa 2019. Jewish Community Survey South Africa 2019. jcssa2019.co.za. That is the website address, and that's where you want to go to fill in the survey. How long will it take us, Raviva? How long will it take me to complete?
So there isn't a standard answer. If you're a single person household, it would take you maybe 30 minutes. If you have a larger household and you're answering questions regarding choice of school and other demographic questions for people in your household, then it could take you around an hour.
So it is a commitment. It is a commitment, but we really urge people to go ahead and do this, get involved, because this information is absolutely, absolutely critical.
Absolutely. And this is it's a big survey. It's a lot of resources have gone into it. We're working with an organization based in London, the Institute for Jewish Policy Research, and they really are the leaders in conducting online surveys of the Jewish community. And they've conducted surveys across Europe, in Britain, in Australia. And this kind of survey doesn't take place every year. We're calling it a once in a decade survey because this is the information that's really going to feed into organizations planning for the next foreseeable future. And it's critical. You know, you said you weren't sure about the J, whether it was for Joburg or for Jewish. So it's the Jewish Community Survey of South Africa. But I really want to highlight that while we've had fantastic participation in Joburg as well as Cape Town and Durban, Joburg at the moment is still underrepresented given the size of its community.
I think there was a communication thing. I think it's because Joburgers didn't know about it or haven't been fully aware of it until now. As I say, if I haven't heard about it, not that I'm a measure of absolutely everything, but I am involved in this sort of thing. And if I hadn't heard about it until last weekend, I would imagine that many people in Johannesburg haven't either.
So we're using this platform, and for everybody that hears about this, I challenge you to let everyone else in your community, your network, your friends, your family, to really encourage everybody to sign up, because we don't want this to be a survey just of one segment of the South African Jewish community.
So, in fact,
Cape Town can get the message out.
Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban are very, very different types of communities, and that's why it is absolutely essential that people from Johannesburg fill that in. Lurie says, "I took the Jewish community survey; it was easy. It didn't take me long at all." So, Lurie, thanks for sending that in. Even if it does, you know, just spend the time. And the good thing is you can keep going back to it. So if you want to just grab 10 or 15 minutes and just continue completing it, go ahead and do it. But please make sure that you do it. When does this close? When do you need this done by?
So we don't have we haven't got a final closing date. We'll be towards the end of July. So this month.
Right.
It's only
okay.
Open for another few weeks.
Right.
And we will announce it on our social media. We've got a Facebook site as well as a web page. And when we do decide on the final closing date, that date will be advertised so people who are following the survey and who are interested can be, will be informed. And Howard, I just want to raise the point that the survey is open to all adults living in South Africa, Jewish, part of the Jewish community, mm-hmm. and we encourage the 18-year-olds, grade 12s, to really step up and start participating as active members of the Jewish community. So to, if you've got people who are listening, I mean, absolutely. They're still writing exams, I think, in grade 12, but
no, that's absolutely right.
People and people's family, yeah.
And I think that the other thing that it does, and why I like these things, is it actually forces you to contemplate certain issues, because we often go through our days and go through our lives without really thinking about many of the things that, or many aspects and nuances of the world in which we're living in, or the environment or the community that we're living in. And what a survey like this does is it forces you to contemplate certain things, and I think that's always very, very healthy. I think it in of itself, just completing the survey, I think is quite a powerful thing to do.
And you'll see things like that coming through in a few of the questions. For example, when it comes to schooling choice, we really try and interrogate why it is that families make a decision about school, whether it's to do with going to a public school or a private school. And amongst the private schools, why do they choose a Jewish school? And then amongst the Jewish schools, why did you choose this school? And it really, like, exactly like you're saying, it's a fantastic opportunity to really interrogate yourself, to understand the decisions that you've made. And I think people, and we're getting a lot of really positive feedback that it's enjoyable, it's interesting, and certainly should feed into some good Shabbos dinner talk conversations.
Absolutely right. I think it's absolutely wonderful and fantastic that that this initiative is taking place, and we really do encourage all of our listeners, if you are Jewish and if you are over 18, go ahead and complete that. Even if it does take an hour of your time, it is an hour that is very, very important to the whole community. Please go ahead and do that. Raviva Hassan, thank you for taking the time to chat to us, and we'll check in with you closer to towards the end of July, just to hear how it's going, and maybe to give a final push. It is 8:47. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM.